This is GLBC Radio number 33, Bar Hopping and Bathhouse Spotting in My Gayborhood.
What's this knob do?
Activate.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
Go!
You're listening to Gay Glenn of Bear House Radio. Bear Cub Radio.
Begin descent.
My name is Cat Cub Adam Fox and welcome to GLBC Radio.
Hi and welcome to GLBC Radio. I am your host, Cat Cub Adam Fox. I am a 30-year-old gay leather bear cub married to an awesome loving guy who puts up with all my shit. On today's show, I'm coming to you live from Church Street, the largest gayborhood in Canada. Today is about some of the places I have been on Church Street and some I have not. Basically, the quick tour of my gayborhood. Let's explore some of those places on Church Street, Yonge Street, and Carlton Street, shall we? Well, here we go. First up, there is Zippers in Cell Block. Zippers is a piano bar, and there are often crooners who sing by the piano. Now, step this way, and only a thick curtain separates you as you enter the world of retro to current music hosted by various DJs in a small but very awesome-looking dance bar. There are light shows with lasers and disco balls and a metal dance floor. This is a very fun place to go to almost every night. This place is not Zippers, but it's called Cell Block. And it's called Cell Block probably because all the walls are black and it looks sort of dungeon-like, except for the huge silver disco dance floor or metal disco dance floor. Second up, there is the Black Eagle. It's dark and dungeon-like and full of leather boys and daddies and a few bears, usually. The back area on the ground floor has a dark room where there's always a few leather boys playing Wash the Cock. The TVs show leather and bear porn most nights, and the walls are painted in black and white murals featuring leather boys at play, and there's also a smaller bar up the stairs and a large heated outside smoking patio where most of the special events take place, like the Bear Barbecue and Mr. Boot Black and Mr. Leather competitions, and also a few spearhead meetings. Third up, and a few feet away, is the overly popular Bar Woody's, made popular by the hit TV series Queer as Folk, and its co-bar, Sailor. Woody's features random nights with a few different drag queens who perform and do several competitions, ranging from Best Ass Competition to Best Leg Competition, and the drag queens are fabulous and always find room to make people smile. The bar itself has a sometimes smoking patio to the side, near the stage, and features rustic decor inside. And the other side of Woody's features a small bar called Sailor's. It's more retro than rustic, and it's long and narrow. It's not as open as Woody's. But it does feature a larger outside patio that you can look out onto Church Street, and it's an awesome place. Fourth up, across the street, directly almost, from here, is the mixed bar called Tango and Cruise. I say mixed because there are gays and lesbians and straight people who frequent it regularly. It features karaoke, drag performances on the main stage, and a smaller bar called The Zone in the Back, where there is a drag queen who will sing whatever you want, and she will ask you to finger her box, which, get your mind out of the gutter, doesn't mean what you think it means. It means go through her box of music, or CDs, and pick out a song and she will sing it for you. There is a second floor, and there's a billiards room up there, and another bar and a small dance room that's almost always hopping at night. So if you're driving by Church Street and look over to Tango and Cruise, you'll always see someone dancing or whatever upstairs on the second floor. Fifth up, down the street, there is a bar called George's Play. It features bingo, I believe, on Wednesdays or Thursdays, I'm not quite sure, and random drag performances. It's a nice place to meet the 40-plus crowd if you're into that. And they're usually there just chillaxing and meeting up with old friends. Six up, further down the street, is a bar called the Barn and Stables, which features a lovely fireplace entranceway and sit-down area, and just upstairs there's a full dance floor. And not a lot of people know this, but there's a set of stairs on the second floor that leads to a back room area on the third floor, where who knows what happens, but it's not open all the time, so I couldn't really tell you. Plus, on random nights, they host a larger-than-life underwear party. Unfortunately, they aren't as popular as you may think, but attendance is getting better, according to one of the bartenders. Seventh up, in the opposite direction, there is Byzantium, a trendy cocktail bar for those of you who fit into the gay yuppie category. Eight up is a bar called O'Grady's, where some of Toronto's bears hang out. It's a pub slash restaurant with two floors and an outside patio for those summer nights. Ninth up is called the Church Mouse in Firkin, another bear hangout with random BOT games hosted by the Bears of Toronto. 10th up is actually a place on Yonge Street. It's Toronto's only licensed all-male, totally nude strip bar, and it's called Remington's Men of Steel. And yes, it's full of tons of eye candy, if you like that sort of thing. And 11th up, there is a lesbian bar called Slack Alice. And I guess you get the point with that. There's a lot of lesbians who enjoy going to Slack Alice. There are a lot more, but these are some that I have been to, with exception of the last one. Now, there are a few places in Toronto that you can go to, but you... Well, I wouldn't want to go to, but you may want to go to if you're visiting here in Toronto. But if you do, I implore you to be safe and use condoms. The following are a list of Toronto's bathhouses. Well, some of them anyways. First up is Steamworks. The second one is St. Mark's Spa. The third one is Spa Excess. And the fourth one is called Club Toronto. Well, thank you all for joining me on my bar hop of Toronto's neighborhood. And please stay tuned for more exciting, informative episodes of Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio. Twirl hugs from Toronto, people. This is Can Cub Adam Fox signing out.
What's this knob do?
Activate.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
You are listening to Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio.